Happy Sunday morning. This is www.goforgold. Brian Thomas, along with Lucky Pires, welcoming you all to Inside Edge this beautiful day. Let's go straight down into Old Trafford, where we are having an exciting fifth and final test between England and India. And today could be a great day where we have a decision in this test. Let's take a look at the quick scores. India bowled out for 224 runs in their first essay. England bowled out for 247, thus having a lead of 23. Right, India in their second innings was superb. They made 396 runs and set England a target of 374 to win this test. Jaiswal, 118. Night watchman Akash Deep is no mug with the bat. He made 66. Jadeja comes to the party always, 53. The wicketkeeper, Jurial, 24. And Washington Sundar, 53. Atkins, 3 for 127. Josh Tung, 5 for 125. And Overturn, 2 for 98. Sadly, Chris Wokes was not in pursuit because he is nursing a shoulder injury. So the target, there we go. England needs 374 to win this game. Overnight, 50 for the loss of one wicket. And sadly, they lost that wicket, but it all depends as to how the English will negotiate the seam of the Indian bowlers today. Now, in West Indies, Pakistan are on tour. A short while ago in the first T20 game, Pakistan were 54 runs for the loss of four wickets. Right now, let's go down to schools rugby. What a beautiful Super Saturday it was. Trinity College Kandy, the traditional rugby school, have won the league championship for the year 2025 after beating Wesley 23 points to 21. St. Thomas's at Mount Lavinia, well, they let themselves down to lose that game by 30 points to 29 against arch rivals Royal. So Royal retained the Gunaratna Trophy. And Isipathana versus St. Peter's was another cracker. Isipathana cracked again. Unfortunately, they lost this game. St. Peter's win this game by 14 points to 7. So wonderful, wonderful Super Saturday for all rugby lovers as well. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Pires here on Go for Gold. Today we spin you a couple of songs, actually, singular songs, because it's being a Sunday. So get your headsets on, listen and enjoy the classical music that Sri Lanka has on offer for those music lovers.